For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Come on down. Have lunch with us. Great place. Great atmosphere. And we're giving away a $50 gift card here. Best bold Eagles prediction we hear today will win that gift card. All right, we got a lot to do here on the show. Coming up in a little bit, Jason Kelce was on the morning show today. He's going to be contributing to their show and be on a lot this season. We'll bring you the best of Jason Kelce this morning on the morning show. Next hour, Nick Sirianni, press conference live from Brazil, as we discuss Jalen Hurts and your confidence or skepticism in Hurts returning to star level form this season. 215-592-9494. Now, Hugh, last week, Jalen Hurts was on the morning show talking about
dry.
Yeah, well, he's a little dry. He's a dry guy, but we hope to be a great quarterback this year. But one of the things they brought up was Cam Jurgens, right? And now he's the center.
Yeah.
And how does that change things? And Jalen talked about how, listen, he wanted to be more in terms of calling the defense out and the blitz out and protections, but Jason was so good at it, the teams basically said, don't worry about it. And it stunted his eagerness to learn there.
Yeah.
So Jason Kelce on his podcast this week talked about that and what he thought Jalen meant and his perspective after hearing what Jalen said last week on WIP. Here is Jason Kelce on his podcast.
I've shared this exact sentiment with Jalen. I think he's at the stage now in his career that he can take that next step forward, making a lot of these protection calls and things that I did for him early in his career when he's a young player. I think that a lot of the things we struggle with late in the year with the blitzes, when teams do a great job of disguising things and you really don't know where to direct it, the quarterback has to feel comfortable with where he's hot at. And I think that Jalen now controlling a lot of this and taking this ownership on is going to help, especially for situations like that. But I think him taking on this as a responsibility is going to accelerate his game across the board.
I mean, I agree with Jason what he's saying there, that this should help. If it's more on Jalen's responsibility, it probably gives him a better feel of what everyone is doing on the play. I agree with Jason there. I still don't think it changes my mind on what happened last week. Jalen sharing that with us, I don't know why that was necessary, but I get what Jason's saying. This should help Jalen be better.
And I tell you what, I got to say this because I love him to death, and he's the OG. But, Seth, I ain't apologizing for what I said.
Oh, by the way, yes, Seth yesterday, after seeing Jason's response there we just played, said that some WI host should apologize.
Seth, I ain't apologizing. I refuse. I ain't apologizing to, what's his name? Cassiano.
Well, you should do that.
I ain't apologizing to Kyle Schwarber because he had a hell of a play in outfield last night.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. But I ain't apologize for the way I felt.
Do you still think you could beat Schwarber in a race? Don't lie to everybody.
Yeah, I do. I don't know, because, you know, yesterday.
You were struggling getting down the hall yesterday.
No, that's what I was about to say. When I was running down the hall the other day, the fact that I was breathing heavy kind of let me, you know, walk that back a little bit. But, listen, in the moment that adrenaline get to flowing, I feel like I got a nice little burst left.
I mean, come on.
And Chase Gilman, I ain't apologizing either. I don't care if you do call me out on the Twitter or the X or whatever you want to call it. I'm not doing it. It ain't in me. I ain't apologizing. Not at all.
Now, what did you make of what Jason said there about Jalen's comments last week?
You know what? And I know he's going to be a weekly contributor, but I think Jason is going to do a great job of putting out fires as an analyst. I mean, because, like, there's – like, even Jason says something to the effect that it's going to help him be a better player. Like, here's the thing that you have to understand. Whether or not it's true – what Jalen said can be perceived as being a little bitter because his growth was hindered.
And his eagerness to get there to this level
because
was
if you
held
listen
back,
to what he said, that's why I'm not apologizing for it, because if you listen to what he said it quelled my eagerness.
To learn. Yep.
Like that's a powerful statement. Now you can say what you want to say and it's not a big deal. And I know Jason and his brother tried to make it not to be a big probably wasn't a big deal for Jason. Because it's a lot of times, here's the truth about things like that. A lot of times we go through life and we don't know that people despise you or dislike you. And I'm not saying that Jalen does. dislike him, but
or we assume someone feels a certain way,
certain
kind of
way.
Yeah.
But I can assume that because of what he said. Like, you know, I worked at ESPN for years. Did not know Mike Smith didn't like me, didn't despise me. Did not know that. So it's possible that Jalen resented on some level the fact that his growth was stunted. Now, Jason, on the other hand, probably looked at it as like, hey, I'm just doing my job trying to make the team better. Doesn't mean that Jalen had any ill intent toward him. It's just that at that point in time, it was the best thing to do because it was the best thing for the team.
Yeah, and what Jason said on that clip we just played, it doesn't change what Jalen – to me, they're separate things. Jason saying now this will help Jalen grow. I agree.
Yeah.
But my thought from last week, Hugh, and that's what you, it's funny you said, and we're not apologizing. My thought from last week hasn't changed. I have questions about it. Why didn't the Eagles help prepare Jalen quicker so he's ready for this responsibility now? To me, they're separate things. Yeah, will this help make Jalen better now? Sure, but why wasn't this happening in the past? Why wasn't it more of a team thing in the past? That's still what's on my mind.
I think if I'm being fair to Jalen, I think that you can be eager to learn, but you're not in the space to receive the lesson.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because, for an example, I was eager to learn when I was with the Jets. But I didn't know how to receive it. You know what I mean? So I had to sit down, and I talk about it all the time and how Ray Hamilton, Sugar Bear, had to teach me how to prepare. You know, I mean, because at that point, I'm just out there, and as a young player, I relied on my instincts because that's what I knew at all. If I get to the quarterback and beat the play, then I ain't got nothing to worry about.
You know, it couldn't
didn't work like that.
It couldn't help that you came into the league coached by maybe the biggest dope in NFL history in Rich Kotite. you're actually a football miracle. You made it out a winner. I mean, that is pretty remarkable. You came out the other side. Let's go to the phone lines here. Gary in Vineland's up. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
Hey, Gary. What's up, pal?
I think Jalen is going to have a big turnaround this year. I mean, I remember last year never seeing a running back or any hot reads for him in the screen when you're watching the game. I think this coordinator, Saquon, I think he's going to have a lot of trust in him. And maybe like Kelsey was saying, he'll be able to do the read now, so he'll make better decisions.
Yeah, I think the cool part about that is the dots might connect quicker now, right? Like if he's calling out the protection, he knows where the pressure could come from. It might give him that like extra half a second, Gary, to know, all right, the pressure might be coming from there. I got to go here with the ball quickly. It all could come together. And Gary, I like Kellen Moore. I mean, Kellen Moore did a lot for Dak, and he could do something similar here for Jalen Hurts. All right, Gary, what's your bold Eagles prediction?
It might take out the second guessing, too.
It could.
You know, Kelsey might say something, and he might be like, maybe it's going to be this.
I would think before you give your prediction, Cam would probably more defer to Jalen. Maybe it was the opposite last year, just based on where they were of the team. All right, so what's your bold prediction?
So I have a super bold prediction, and I said this prior to the other caller.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think Trout Jr., Super Bowl MVP, pick six to win it, couple sacks, and I think he's going to take it home for us.
Gary, that might be tough to top. That might be. That's a good one, Gary. We'll get you in the mix here. Trot Jr., pick six, Super Bowl MVP. Kyle, I'm not sure. I mean, I know no one's going to top Hugh's statistical prediction, but that might be the toughest one to top.
Is that more bold than Rookie of the Year, Trotter? Because, I mean,
I feel like Trotter could have, you know, if he ends up starting in the Super Bowl, he could have a big play and just sort of find his way into being Super Bowl MVP. Like, being rookie of the year is stacking up a great season.
Who was the guy, who was the linebacker for the Chiefs? Bolton? Was it Willie Gay or Bolton?
The one who returned the fumble?
Yeah, like you're right. So weird plays happen.
And who was Malcolm Smith on Seattle?
Yes.
Yep.
But this is like a layered prediction because that means the Eagles are also going to the Super Bowl. Right, it's like he's also predicting the Eagles are in the Super Bowl for Trot to have that opportunity. That is a good one there. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to more of your calls on Hurts, your bowl predictions next year, and we'll replay for you the best of Jason Kelce from the morning show earlier today. He talked about more of the stuff with Hurts and the blitz, plus his outlook for the team this year. Hear from Jason Kelce next. We're live today at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. The best Eagles bowl prediction will be here today. Wins a $50 gift card to the restaurant. And confident or skeptical on Hurts returning to MVP form? Where do you come down on the Eagles quarterback? Get on the record. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We are heading into the most wonderful time of the year, and that's football season. What's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Sprite.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today from the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. $50 gift card to the best Eagles bowl prediction we hear today as we discuss Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical in the Eagles franchise quarterback as the season opens up. And, Hugh, you're officially back here now because they brought out the Hugh Bowl.
Man, I'm telling you, this crab bisque.
Is it good?
Banging. Yeah.
I can smell it over here. Yeah. It smells delicious.
You know, and I'm not really a big seafood eater, but this right here, tasty.
It's delicious. It is great food. Come on out, hang out with us, and we'll have a good time today. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to replay for you the best of the Jason Kelce spot on the morning show today. He's now a weekly contributor with the morning show. He was in studio this morning. The best of what Kelce had to say, including about Hurts, the blitz stuff, and his expectations for the 2024 Eagles. First, let's talk to Carl in Willingboro. Hey, Carl.
Hey, I'm here, dude.
Hey, Carl, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm confident. Let's go Eagles.
Let's go, Carl. All right, what are you feeling here, Carl? Why are you confident?
I'm feeling that Jalen is going to be good. Let's go back a year. Mm-hmm. When he was 10-1, was nobody even questioning his ability or his skills? We bring in a new offensive coordinator. We bring in a new defensive coordinator, and things go to crap. How can we even believe that that's Jalen's fault? So this year, after they don't get jailed a little bit, they know each other. I think we're going to have a fantastic year with the core that we have out in the offense. My concern is the defensive line.
Well, I'm with you on that. Carl, tell Hugh about this defense.
Don't you worry your little head about that defense. They're going to be all right.
The offensive line looked like it can hold up and make some holes, and we got Saquon back there who all he needed was an offensive line, and he could be great. So I'm expecting him to do big things. The wide receivers, the best that they're out there. With Jalen behind there, giving some time, he's going to pick everybody's defense apart. No question about it. My bold prediction, 14-3. We beat KC in the championship game for the NFC. We sweep our division, and we win the Super Bowl.
I love it. How about that?
No, bolder than that.
No, that's pretty darn good. They avenged the Super Bowl loss from 2 years ago, Carl.
All right.
I like that there. Look, all the reasons, and no, I don't think it's not ability with Jalen that anyone questions. We saw it. We've seen it on the field plenty of times over the last couple of years. It's can he make the right decisions, right? The interceptions, the fumbles last year, the turnovers, all that kind of stuff. And then I have a question now physically with him, because can he move the way he used to, or is he going to have to be more of a pocket guy and how that whole thing comes? And it's new coordinators, right? That's a good thing. It also could take some time here. I do wonder, and we'll start finding this out tomorrow night, Hugh, how quickly he takes to this new offense. Because sometimes with a new coordinator, I think this will click. I think by the end of the year, they're going to be a really good offense. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it could take, I don't know, 3-4 games for it all to flow the right way with a new system.
I think the biggest thing for Coach Moore and Jalen is to get him comfortable. And whatever that means, maybe to get him comfortable in this first game, you're not trying to push the ball down the field so much. Maybe you're dropping it off to the running back. Maybe you're emphasizing more the running game. I know that goes against my earlier prediction when I said, you know, 30-some plus points. But there's ways you can start the game off slow for Jalen, give him some easy completions, and then you can still push the ball down the field. But I think it's important that in order to get him comfortable and confident, there has to be some throws in there early in the game, high completion throws. That's what they call them, high completion throws, where he can just, you know, get acclimated to what you want to do and then see what Green Bay is doing and push the ball down the field. Because if I'm not mistaken, they got their defensive coordinator came from Boston College.
Jeff Hafley, yes. He's new coordinator.
Hafley, yeah, it came from Boston College. And, man, listen, I never knock anybody that comes from the college ranks to the NFL ranks, but it's different. And if you've never, like, and he's been somewhat of a journeyman defensive coordinator, it's different when you're going up against people of this talent. I remember when Spurrier came into the league and everybody was talking about his funny gun offense.
That didn't work.
Oh, man, we went down there and beat the brakes off of Spurrier he was at the Commodore.
That absolutely did not work. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. Yeah, and that, Hugh, quickly on your point about comfortable throws, get the ball out of his hand, doesn't mean it has to be dink and dunk. Like, with these receivers, Shanahan does this all the time. You could create an explosive play on a slant, right? If you get the guy in space and he's matched up on, like, A.J. Brown could take a slant 50 yards. We've seen that. It doesn't have to be to generate a 25-yard play. You don't need to throw the ball literally 25 yards in the air. You just got to get the guy in space and then let him do his thing.
Yeah, and a lot of times going into a game, and Jim Johnson tells us this all the time, first 15, first 12, whatever it is, first 10, teams like to come out and shock and awe plays that were not scouted. They like to run them just to try to get you off base or get you off your mark, and then they get into the offense. And there's always points on the field where teams take a shot. When you scout different teams, you say, okay, if it's 3rd and 8, that might be if the ball's on the 50, that might be a situation where that's a take a shot for them. Now, you don't know what they're going to do, but you know that they're probably going to try for a big play. You know if they have success on 1st and 2nd down, that 3rd down, if they're in a comfortable spot, if they're in like 5 to 8 yards, 5 to 6 yards, 3 to 5 yards, mm-hmm. whatever, that's probably a take a shot situation. So you have to know that. You have to have situational awareness when you're out there on the field. So, you know, there are times where, you know, you're gonna have opportunities to take them deep. But just get the quarterback comfortable early on. Just get him comfortable.
All right, coming up, we're going to play for you the best of Jason Kelce this morning on The Morning Show. Before we do that, we want to remind everyone, today all the shows on WIP are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas. And in his honor, we're asking you to consider donating to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. Here is the site, Douglas.org, HughTDouglas.org. We encourage you to go there, donate. It's really to keep Hugh's legacy alive for many, many years to come. And it's a special thing, and Hugh, some of our listeners here have even brought up donations, I mean personally to you here, which was incredible to see, and people are, you know, your generosity, whatever you could give, and even just the awareness of this foundation is important to us, the station obviously very important to you, Hugh.
Yeah, and I would like to say thank you to John Jones, because he just dropped off a card that said my deepest sympathy. I appreciate that. He says that he listens every day. Didn't want to stop in because he had his car double parked, but I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much for dropping this card off. It means a lot.
Well, we appreciate everyone who's part of this today, and we want to make this a day we can do on a yearly basis around this time of year. Let's get to Jason Kelce on The Morning Show today, live in studio with John and Joe.
Let's get to the team. And again, phone calls shortly here, 215-592-9494. So we've spent, you know, months and months, obviously, previewing the season. This Eagles team... is what, Jason? As they embark on a new season, the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles are what?
I think they're immensely talented. I think that they have talent on both sides of the ball. They've retooled in a lot of the weaknesses that appeared towards the end of last season, offensively and defensively. And the offense hasn't changed much. I mean, I'm really the big piece that's left, and I think that they're more than ready to make that transition. Defensively, they've fixed a lot of the areas that just were underperforming last year. So I always look at, you know, is the talent there to win games and to be among the top in the NFL? And I do think that the Eagles have that talent level.
How much does it matter? You've gotten all the questions in the world about who calls the mic. How much of a departure is it, you know, comparing this year 2024 to last year, 2023, the protection.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that go into protection, right? It's the mic points and who's controlling that is a big part of it. What the checks are, you know, what the plan is going into the week, and, you know, how are we going to, it's not just, you know, where's the mic point on blitz zero, right? What are we going to do, and how are we going to adjust if a team's trying to do this? So I think that it's a very nuanced question that I think is going to be answered and different in a lot of ways. I think Jalen Hurts taking more of that control is going to be great for him. I mean, everybody saw his quote earlier this week, and I think he and I have talked about that to great lengths. Like, I think the reality is he's at a point in his career where controlling more and doing more is going to accelerate him in other facets, even when it's not a blitz, right? Because now all of a sudden,
yeah,
he's focused on this portion of it. And that answers other things about maybe what covers are playing or where alignments are, where space is going to be available. And it also just asserts his communication. And I think at the quarterback position, it's so critical for that. And I think that in a functioning, healthy system, you know, the quarterback and center should constantly be in communication. Like, I don't know that, you know, there's going to be times where it's important to hear what the center's frame of reference is because he understands it more from the line's perspective. There's going to be times where it's really important and probably more important to know what the quarterback wants, because at the end of the day, the whole point of protection is to facilitate a comfortable and a situation for the quarterback to perform in.
Yeah.
And there's hot answers. You know, and I think, you know, by and large, picking up the blitz is important, but almost more important is everybody being on the same page. And yeah, I think that is a big thing that I think the quarterback controlling it is going to give these guys. And I think, listen, they've had a whole off season now.
Sure have.
Like, I think at this point, I'm really not concerned about how these guys are going to execute against the blitz. And maybe that's naive of me because they haven't proven it yet. But I got to think with a whole offseason of knowing that every team to start the season is going to blitz zero them and going to send the house at them to see if they have answers, that they will have answers. And that Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni and all these guys have been spending countless hours making sure that they're going to be prepared for this.
How much the unmistakable voice of Jason Kelce here again, regular guest on the program every Thursday from 7:30, starting at 7:30, and being with us here for an hour, fielding phone calls as well. Let's get a lot of calls in. The game is tomorrow night. I mean, we are all looking forward to it. Let's go. Let's go to Chris in Ocean City. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, morning team. And Jason, it is an absolute pleasure to make your acquaintance. And I just first off wanted to ask, is Baloo behaving himself this morning while you're on with us?
Baloo is never behaving. We actually have a puppy right now, so he's gotten better.
How old is this puppy?
So the puppy is 5 months, and she is a terror. Like, I mean, jumps up in the sink. We have a tall dogs, and she can get in the sink. She's taking plates out the sink, grabbing, like, zero fear. I kind of respect it because there's, like, zero fear in this
dog.
Sounds
like she's an alpha.
Yeah, and I'm trying to assert dominance.
But you're also...
Well, I'm also like, is this... I can't go too hard.
Yeah.
And,
it's a puppy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also so cute. It's
she's
also
adorable.
Like she's being a boss.
Yeah, we need to like assert what the structure and status is right here. And right now, Kylie and I are heavily losing this battle.
All right, well, go ahead, Chris.
I'm just so happy that you have the time to enjoy with your family. And just congratulations and heartfelt and just an outstanding 13-year career. And also your recent post-playing success. And so my next question is, which contract were you more excited to sign, WIP or Wondery?
WIP or Wondery? I think, if I'm being completely honest, probably Wondery. Yeah, I think there's a lot more at stake. But I think, listen, I am excited. I'm excited for all this stuff because it just gives an ability to connect with people. And that's the beauty of media and all of these jobs really is to connect with fans, connect with you know, individuals that are excited about the game of football. Like, for a living now, I get to just talk about football,
awesome.
Which is awesome,
yeah.
Right? It's a sport I've loved my entire life. And, like, the fact that I'm going to be doing that is kind of still crazy. And I don't take that lightly. So I'm very excited about all these opportunities.
Hey, Chris, what do you got on the Phillies from yesterday?
Oh, just that they're back and football is back and I'm about to sublimate and explode into ether the way my level is going. And that's honestly what I wanted to talk to Jason about. So, Jason, The prevailing sentiment amongst the Delaware Valley is that this team coming up has a 12-5 floor with Super Bowl aspirations. And I just worry because it's like we're doing it again, like Charlie Brown with the football. And so you touched on a little bit earlier with Jalen's development, with taking on more responsibility, how you're not worried about blitz pickup. Why should the Delaware Valley feel confident in a Super Bowl aspiration team?
All right, Chris, we're going to get that answer. Give me your answer for a scene with a plane.
Oh, sure. So the original Point Break when Keanu jumps out after
what a move that is.
Outrageous scene.
Johnny Utah at his best.
Holy mackerel. All right, so, Jason, we're talking a lot today about the Super Bowl and kind of connecting. Because I said earlier, Philadelphia Eagles and Super Bowl, those words have been said millions of times in the same sentence. Okay, this is the year we're going to win a Super Bowl. We might win a Super Bowl. They can win the Super Bowl. All right. They've only done it once. Congrats to you. You were a huge part of making it happen.
Thank you.
What gives you, as he said, the belief that this year could be the second time?
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to get used to like thinking about the Super Bowl before the season's even started. I feel like as a player, you're usually just like worried about week one.
John struggled with that early in our program.
That was the biggest thing. Arriving here in March and having people on the street talk about the Super Bowl, I was floored.
In 03, you're saying back in 03.
Back in 03.
But the team had been in the NFC.
No sense to me whatsoever.
I know.
I just gotten here to start the offseason program. And everyone was my mind was beginning of offseason program. We hadn't installed even the first day of the first play, and everyone's talking Super Bowl. I was not at that point.
It's hard to wrap your head around because as a player, you're just so ingrained on just taking it a week at a time. And
exactly.
You always kind of think that the Super Bowl is potentially there as a player. Like most of the, I don't know that I've ever been into a season where you're going into it and you're like, we're not going to win the Super Bowl. Like you're going into it, but that's the goal for everybody, essentially. But then before that, you don't think about that. You're thinking about week one. You're thinking about the division.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's the goal.
Now I am in the media, so now I do have to think about it. Yes. So, I think that Aaron Rodgers answered this question really well this week, where he said every year it feels like there's about 8 to 10 teams that have the talent to win the Super Bowl. And I think that the Eagles are probably in that category. Like, there are not a lot of weaknesses. I know we've talked about, and I've heard you guys talk about the offensive line and defensive line. There's some question marks.
Yep.
But by and large, this is a very, very talented roster. And then I think after that, you look at what are the other pieces? What are the coaching pieces? Well, there's two coordinators that have called plays on offense and defense at a very, very high level in this league. Vic having done it for a long time, and Kellen, even though a shorter period of time, I think there's a lot of proof that he is a very capable play caller in terms of putting people in good situations and having that rhythm that happens within the game. And I think Nick Sirianni has proven that he can lead, and he's already taken us to a Super Bowl. So I just think that there's a lot of pieces that tend to make me think they're going to be a very good football team. Are there question marks? There's always question marks during the season. Like, I don't, health is a major one. Like, even on, there's always the threat of injuries and how that derails certain position groups. I do think we're probably thin in some areas, and injuries could hurt significantly. But I think with where we're at today, I feel very confident that we're among the best in the NFL, and I feel confident saying that.
So let's talk about Saquon. Because when we talk about the Super Bowl and this talent, he's a big part. I mean, John, you were so excited, and we all were. Now, I wondered, is it too much money? It's stepping out of the Eagles' comfort zone with how they pay a running back. But obviously, he's clearly the most talented running back the Eagles have had since LeSean McCoy. He may be more talented. It depends on how much he's got now entering year 7. He's the highest drafted player the Eagles have ever had at running back. I mean, they've never had a number one pick at running back. He was the second overall pick in a draft. So I want to talk about Roy Halladay for a second, Jason. When Halladay got here to pitch for the Phillies in 2010, not only were they getting a phenomenal pitcher, they were getting a phenomenally motivated athlete who, because he had played for the Toronto Blue Jays with the Yankees and Red Sox in that division, had almost no shot, despite anything he could do, to get his team realistically to the playoffs in the World Series because he just didn't have enough good players around him. Saquon, it's kind of similar. He didn't dominate with the Giants the way Halladay dominated with the Blue Jays, but he did a lot. And it was a tough spot because he didn't have much around him. Do you sense that extra motivation factor for him to frickin' put it all out there and go get this done?
Yeah, I mean, I just talked about, like, you know, there's not many seasons, if any, that I went into not expecting to win the Super Bowl. I think that might be different for the Giants with the way they've gone the past decade. But I think, yeah, he was not in a very conducive situation for the vast majority of his career, probably all of it in New York. They have struggled at the offensive line position, and the draft picks have not panned out, and they've had coaching changes and things, and, you know, who knows where that goes this year. But I think in talking to Saquon, you can tell he's excited about this opportunity. It's the best offensive line he's ever been behind. There's a quarterback that's a dual threat quarterback, which opens up things for the running back, because that's another thing that defenses have to worry about. I think that he is really excited. I think he's excited about Philadelphia. I think he loved his time in New York, and he has made it clear and tried to make it clear how much he appreciates those fans.
He's been very respectful to them.
Yes.
And he really has.
And I think he's...
Which I actually admire.
Yeah.
Like, even though we wouldn't normally want to hear an Eagle talk positively about New York and the Giants.
Sure.
Like, I think more of him that... Look, he's going to try to stick it to them on the field.
No question.
But I appreciate as a guy that he has said the right things, because that tells me... There's a lot of honor in the guy.
No doubt. You can tell he understands where the fans are coming from and how much they've invested into the teams. And I think that he's excited, though, to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I think he is. I think that's just the reality of it. He knows this is a very conducive situation to have a great year. And, you know, I think we'll see how many tush pushes take away touchdowns from him. We'll see where he's at. But I think the yards are going to be there. I think he's a dynamic player. He can be out of the backfield, in the backfield, under center, shotgun. Like, there's not a limiting factor with him. With a lot of running backs, it's like, okay, well, this guy's more of like a shotgun running back. This guy's an under center, outside zone guy. This guy's like a dive solid guy. Like, certain running backs are just pigeonholed into like being really strong in very specific areas. This guy can do anything. And you match that with the offensive line that Jeff Stoutland builds, which is athletic and big, and they can kind of do anything. Really, Kellen Moore and the entire offense has a situation where they can really run any place they want to, which is what I would want as a play caller.
All right, there was Jason Kelce this morning on the morning show. We are broadcasting live today on the midday show from the Chesapeake. And what hit you the most? He was there for an hour with them. A lot of discussion. We played a lot there about the Jalen stuff, the roster, expectation, and Saquon. What hit you the most from Kelce this morning?
I think the last part when he basically was saying unlimited opportunity. Like, that's what I think about. I think about this offense and what it could potentially be, and it could potentially be unstoppable. I think about the greatest show on turf. When they had Marshall Faulk and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and Ricky Prohl.
And Azakim.
Man, listen. Yeah. Like, you couldn't defend that offense. This is the potential. Like, if you play this right, like, because I look at it like this, and y'all walk with me for a minute. It's one of those things where when I think of teams and how they match up, you go personnel for personnel. And basically you ask yourself, okay, do I have a guy that can cover their guy? And in this case, do most teams have a corner that can cover A.J. Brown by themselves? No, they don't. You think of, like, the name that pops in my head right off the top, Surtain, Sauce Gardner. Those two guys are two guys that you look at that say, okay, on a one-on-one, I like my guy against your guy. I think he can hold his own.
And there's not many of those guys.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot of those guys, so – how do you compensate for your personnel not being able to block him or contain him? You got to give him somebody else. So now you're playing a matchup game. It's 11-on-11. So now A.J. taking two. A.J. got two people. Okay, now you ask yourself, Devontae Smith, do I got a guy that can match up with their second receiver? And most teams don't. So now what are you going to do for that? Now you have to play zone. You can't go man-to-man unless you're going to go man-to-man on one side. So you have to be in a zone. So that's when it plays to the Eagles' strengths, because now you got Dallas Goedert, you got Saquon Barkley, and you got Jahan Dotson. Like, you got so many different weapons that you're going to force a team to have to play zone in order to defend everybody. And probably when you play zone, you're probably going to lean more towards A.J. Brown than anything, trying to make sure he don't kill you. So there's going to be holes in that defense. Every defense, I don't care what it is, has holes in it. You just got to find a hole.
Yeah, the other thing that hit me is the Saquon stuff. The idea that, you know, coming from a bad team to a good team. He could be rejuvenated. Usually running backs in year seven don't have career years. He could be rejuvenated, though, to have one of those with the Eagles. And then, you know, Jason, candidly there, you know, he kind of – there was a touch and feel because I think Jason wants to be positive. But, you know, he kind of expressed, at least I heard – that there's questions here, right? He said they're probably one of the teams that can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He did say they're thin at certain positions.
That wasn't lost. Yeah.
Probably part. Because in other years, like in some years, we walk in and we say they're definitely one of the teams. Jason said they probably are. 215-592-9494. You can react to what Kelsey said. Your Eagles bowl predictions, boldest one we hear today. We've heard some bold ones. Wins a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn, which we are at today. Come on down and have lunch with us. Your call's coming up. Jalen Hurts. Confident or skeptical that he returns to stardom this season as the Eagles quarterback? Nick Sirianni will speak live, and Brazil will carry that for you coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494 for the midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It really is. It is the most wonderful time. Welcome back, midday show. Christmas come early. NFL season starts tonight with the Ravens and the Chiefs, and of course tomorrow night, Eagles and Packers. We're live today, Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. The Hue Bowl is gone. I noticed that.
Here. Yeah, it don't take long. I don't mess around.
Yeah, the menu's great. The atmosphere is great. It's a great view. Come on out and hang out with us. 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts, confident or skeptical that he'll return to top form? It's our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center.com. Last check on the poll, about 73% confident that Jalen Hurts will be a big-time quarterback this year.
They're on the right side of this thing.
27%, though, have some skepticism off
of
what
happened. Those 27% are what they call negative Nancys.
Well, did you watch the end of last season?
Ain't nobody worried about last season.
Clean slate, Joe.
Here we go again.
Like, listen, you didn't want to talk about I was hedging my bets yesterday. Now you're hedging yours. You're talking about last year.
No, I'm not, but how could I not? It's the last time we watched the player play. He didn't play well enough.
But that was last year.
You guys make it sound like last year was 10 years ago.
History doesn't matter, Joe.
It feels like that.
Doesn't matter.
The last game we watched him play.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't the greatest game, but it's new. No, everybody's healthy.
I do appreciate Kyle's ability to just turn the page just like that.
Ability to turn the page.
The last time we watched Jalen Hurts play, it took a safety in a playoff.
Yeah, and he threw a pee.
That's all right.
He got manhandled when he was trying to do the tush push.
I know. I watched.
Yeah, everybody was terrible last year.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's a new season, Joe. Why don't you read the other Twitter poll, by the way?
Well, I don't buy any of that.
This is a democracy. So.
Am I allowed to be a Jalen Hurts guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I was an original Jalen Hurts guy.
The people are going to speak.
So, do you think I should lose my Jalen Hurts guy, standing?
Yeah, after the polygraph, sure.
Yeah, and you know, you do owe him an apology.
I owe Jalen Hurts an apology?
Yeah, for all that negative stuff.
I helped get him on the field. I said they should bench Wentz four games into 2020.
All that negative stuff that you said about him.
No, you got the wrong guy.
I've been a
Jalen Hurts guy from day one. So do you think I'm no longer a Hurts guy?
I think you're waffling a little bit.
What?
Apologize to him.
Apologize
for what?
You turned
the ball over 20 times last year.
A lot of apologizing going on this week.
Yeah, well, you still haven't apologized to Castellanos.
And I ain't gonna.
Could Jalen Hurts apologize to us for 20 turnovers last year?
I will apologize to Schwarble.
Because you think he would beat him in a race.
No, man. I did not that part. Because he played pretty decent in the outfield yesterday. I was skeptical.
You know, we all were. You know what I find funny?
What's that?
I think it's awesome that everyone has turned this skepticism into confidence. If we had asked this question at the end of last season, are you confident or skeptical in Jalen Hurts'
future? It would be different.
Oh, come on.
Of course.
All these people that are confident today, they were not the end of last season or the beginning of the offseason.
But that's the beautiful part about football.
You know what it also is?
It's about to start.
It's Elliott's stats.
Yep.
The training camp really moved the line.
Gets people going, man.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the battle. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. You guys can vote anywhere you like. I'm going to consider myself a Jalen Hurts guy until further notice. Josh is in North Jersey. What's up, Josh?
Man, how are you? I've been chomping at the bit. Are you ready?
Oh, we're ready, Josh.
I'm ready. I am extremely, extremely confident in Jalen Hurts this year. Extremely confident. How can you not be? You sit here and you harp on last year, Joe. I think A.J. Brown didn't play in that playoff game, correct?
He did not. Nope.
Yeah, I think that's a big contributing factor. But
wait, is that an excuse for 9 points and a safety? Yeah. I mean, come on.
A little bit. But it's a valid one.
Can I play off of that, Joe? I'm just going to say this. You're talking about outlets. You're talking about, you know, coverage shading. Having AJ on the field definitely affects offensively what the Eagles did last year in that playoff game. You're talking about two defenders to AJ's side.
I agree. They average 24 points per game during the season. They dropped to 9 in the playoff game. AJ's not 15 points on a football field. He's one player.
Sounds like you're pulling your Jalen card, Joe. I think I'm going with this poll, Kyle.
That's fine.
It's a democracy.
Well, guess what? I'm putting my Jalen Hurts jersey on when I get home, and you guys can't do anything.
You can't do anything about it.
Whatever helps you.
Look at this cat here, man.
Oh no, dog.
Put that old ass Emmitt Smith jersey on with
the
Wilson.
We got a Cowboys fan here. Can we boo this guy, please?
He's a fraud.
He is in an old school Emmitt Smith jersey.
No, old ass.
How old is that jersey? That's 25 years old. Yeah, I'm sure you go back. All right, Josh, what are you thinking here?
So I want to say this. I think this game coming up, I called a couple weeks ago. I spoke about Mekhi Becton, them running the inside zone. I'm really interested to see how these two D-tackles for Green Bay, like, really play. I think Clark, Wyatt, they're good D-tackles. So I'm really interested to see, like, how offensively we attack their front seven, because I think their back end's a little bit weaker, and I think there's a lot of potential plays to be made later in the game. I think the first quarter, I think Hugh hit it early. I think you got to get some good throws for Jalen to get in rhythm, get comfortable. I think you're going to see a lot of Saquon Barkley in the second, third quarter. I really do. I think they're going to lean on him. And I think in the fourth quarter, they're going to blow this game open, where I think that the D-line really gets home. I'm excited to see what our front seven does. I know Devin White's not playing, but I think N'Kobe's ready, boys.
Well, based on the way people talked about him, you know, every time we were at training camp, Josh, every player we had on, we asked them who's standing out. And from the offensive side, almost everyone said to us, Jalen, right? How well Jalen played in training camp. And Josh, all of them, they all said N'Kobe on defense. It was almost like it was the most obvious thing to them that N'Kobe had taken that step. So I think you're right. I think he's ready for this. Josh, give us a bold prediction. What do you got for us?
All right, bold prediction. I want to also state this. You guys need to find bold, because there's been some crazy things. My bold prediction, and I don't know if it's complete, I think Nick Sirianni wins head coach of the year, and they offer him an extension.
You know what? That's pretty bold, Josh. We appreciate the phone call. Hugh, considering the way everyone talks about Sirianni and the way the assumption is about what he does around here, that's pretty bold. I don't know if it's quite as bold as Bryce Huff with 23. But
22 and a half, 23,
That's pretty bold.
Yeah.
Coach of the year and an extension?
Yeah, because a lot of people are speculating whether or not he's going to be the guy if this team has success. And if he's the coach of the year, then he's, you know, they definitely got to break bread with him.
Well, if he's the coach of the year, that means they are definitely in the playoffs. That means they won a significant amount of games, probably, you know, 12 or more. And that would be, I think, surprising to a lot of people.
I'm a high school football coach at heart.
Yeah, that drop is going to get some usage. That was Sirianni with Tony Dungy doing an interview before the game tomorrow. Mad Mike in King of Prussia. I doubt he agrees with the Sirianni coach of the year take. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's good, up, Mike. Man? You here to give us a little excitement or reality? Which one?
I'm here to bring these mouth breathers back down to earth.
Oh, breathers is a trigger. You can't use mouth breathers, Mike. That's a trigger word today. I don't know if you knew that, but somebody got in trouble for using that.
The entire Delaware Valley is a bunch of mouth breathers. They forgot.
I like how you just doubled down on that.
Season. And Jalen Hurts quitting in the playoffs, and Jalen Hurts not leading this team anywhere. He's a fraud. And without Kelce protecting him and doing all the protections, Jalen's not going to know what's coming at him. That right side of the line is going to get him smashed before he can even run to the right and abandon the play anyway.
So I'm guessing you're skeptical on Hurts.
Yeah, I am, because he was the 2022 season was a figment of everybody's imagination. It was the lamest schedule ever, and they didn't play anybody, and he just looked good against scrubs that belonged at, like, East Texas State. And, I mean, come on.
Like, so here's what I'll say. Mike, we appreciate it. It wasn't a figment of our imagination, but sometimes players do have one great season, and it's hard to replicate that. We'll see. Jalen's got to go out there and do it again. 215-592-9494 live at the Chesapeake Inn today. Eagles Bowl predictions, best one we hear, wins a $50 gift card to the restaurant. On the other side, your phone calls and Nick Sirianni speaks to media live in Brazil. We'll carry it next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.